Today I want to discuss the question of women and Sfirat HaOmer, and the Rambam in Hilchot Tumidin U'Musafin Perek Zayin Halacha Kaf Dalet says that Nashim V'Avadim Peturim Imena, this is a mitzvah that women and slaves are exempt from. And Sefer Chinuch in Simon Shin Vav also says Noheget Mitzvah Zu Bizcharim, this is a mitzvah that applies to men. And the reason is, of course, because this is mitzvah asei shazman grama. It's a positive, time-bound mitzvah. You have to count, and it has to be counted davka at this time. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Pei Tet Sif Katan Gimel, he brings down from the Magen Avraham, that even though women are exempt from counting Sfirat HaOmer, nevertheless, women have accepted it upon themselves as an obligation. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah himself says that he thinks that where he is, that the minhag is that women don't count Sfira, and he said they certainly shouldn't say a bracha for two reasons. Number one, they're almost certainly going to forget one night, and then it's going to be bracha levatal ala mafra. We touched on that question last week. That's a point of machloket amongst the poskim. And also he said that in general women don't understand what the words mean, and the mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer is to count something. If you can't count something, if you don't know what the words mean. As far as these last points are concerned, a number of Achronim poskim of our times, Rav Eliashiv and Rav Osher Weiss and others, they say that women nowadays, they can count and they can say a bracha. They're not likely to forget, they've got ways of reminding themselves, and even if they do forget, it's not bracha levatala, and they're intelligent enough to know what the words mean, and therefore there's no problem with the saying of bracha over the counting. It's interesting to note that despite the fact that essentially the way we paskin is that women are exempt from Sfirat HaOmer because it's mitzvah asei shazman grama, there is a dissenting opinion, and that's the view of the Ramban in his Kiddushin to Masechet Kiddushin Daf Lamed Dalet, where he says that it's a positive time-bound mitzvah, sorry, it's a positive mitzvah which is not time-bound. Now, the big question is, how can it be regarded as such, and why should women be obliged to count the Omer? So this is discussed by the Achronim. The Avnei Nezer, in his Shelot and Shuvot, Orach Chaim Sim Shim Pei Dalet, he says that it's a mitzvah which is dependent on Mimocharat HaShabbat, i.e. the day following first day Pesach, and just as women are obligated in all the mitzvot of Pesach, because they've got an Issur of Chametz, so likewise they're obligated in the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. This is part of the mitzvot of Pesach, and therefore they're obligated in it. Rav Yerucham Perla, in his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvot of Rav Sadia Gaon, he says that, again, it's nothing to do with being mitzvah HaSei Shazman Grama per se, but it's that Sfirat HaOmer is dependent on the bringing of the Omer sacrifice, and it's the bringing the Omer sacrifice which is the mitzvah HaSei Shazman Grama. But the counting itself is just counting from that day, and therefore it shouldn't be regarded as mitzvah HaSei Shazman Grama. Rav Osher Weiss has a fundamentally different understanding of what the Ramban is talking about. And he says, what's the definition of mitzvah asei shazman grama? Mitzvah asei shazman grama means it's a mitzvah which, in theory, could be done at any time. But the mitzvah is to do it at a particular time. You can blow the shofar any time, but the mitzvah is to do it specifically on Rosh Hashanah. You can bench lulav any time or wave the lulav any time. The mitzvah is to do it specifically on Sukkot. But Sfirat HaOmer doesn't fit into that, because Sfirat HaOmer is counting the days between Pesach and Shavuot. And you can only count them between Pesach and Shavuot. It's not something you can do any other time of the year. You couldn't count the days of between Pesach and Shavuot between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And therefore, it doesn't fit into the definition of mitzvah asei shazman grama. And therefore, according to the Ramban, the women are chayev in the mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer. But that's not the way most poskim hold, and that's not the way we rule halacha lemaaseh. brought down by a number of Achronim in the name of the Zohar and also the Arizal, that women Davka shouldn't count the Omer. But again, as we've said, we don't seem to pass in that way. And women who want to say, who want to count Sfirat HaOmer, Tavor Lehem Bracha. Ashkenazi women will say Bracha, Sephardi women won't. Ad Kan.